From Singapore through Malaysia, trains, buses and boats took me the 1,600 miles, or 2,600 kilometres as everybody else calls it, to northern Thailand. Most places are Chinese communities with vegetarian restaurants that fed me vegan mock meat. So let's spend this, the last report of three about my travels, discovering this other vegetarian culture.
I'm Chong Keng Hoon, a Malaysian. At present, I'm managing a vegetarian restaurant by name of Luk Ye Yen in Penang Island.
Chinese communities are scattered through Southeast Asia, particularly in the Malacca Straits, where sailing ships stopped for months between monsoon winds. Buddhism, Confucianism and Taoism mingle in the Chinese Sea of Faith, and Chong is a Buddhist but part of an organisation called the Tao. Chong sent me his personal view of how these faiths mingle.
The principles of Taoism are to preserve our spirits well. The doctrines of Buddhism direct us to get rid of our wrong desires, whereas the principle of Confucianism are to get rid of our pride and selfishness.
Chong also avoids allium vegetables like onion and garlic.
After consuming these vegetables, our body will heat up and our mouth will be filled with an unwelcoming, pungent smell.
I asked registered dietitian Marty Davey about this tradition. She says these vegetables are great for you, and she grows them herself. Now, these restaurants, I found, close early. Several times. I arrived after nine, hungry, ready for food, only to see the staff packing up the buffet. A server at a vegan restaurant in Kuala Lumpur explained that healthy people, such as her customers, went to bed at midnight and stopped eating several hours earlier. Back in London, I visited Dr. Peter Flugel in the School of Oriental and African Studies and asked him why Chinese Buddhists are often vegetarian when Thai Buddhists rarely are.
Mahayana Buddhism is more or less the only Buddhist tradition that has a vegetarian tradition explicitly. The other Buddhist traditions, of course, generally reject eating meat and fish, but which leaves poultry. Mahayana Buddhism originated in India. There's so many Buddhist schools. Some of the texts that have been written clearly state that bodhisattvas should not eat meat because of compassion. Another consideration is, of course, related to the theory of rebirth and reincarnation. You may actually eat one of your former relatives because they may have been reborn as some animal or other.
Other Buddhist traditions say the Buddha ate meat out of his begging bowl. Dr. Flugel read a Mahavira text of the Lankavatara Sutra, which might have helped get this vegetarian bowl rolling.
Even those philosophers who hold erroneous doctrines will prohibit meat eating and will themselves refrain from eating it, which clearly indicates, in my view, a reaction to groups such as the Jains. In Southeast Asia, as in China, you have these meat substitutes, of course, which were developed in monasteries in China at some stages. So they were quite creative in that field of creating new vegetarian dishes. But the Buddhist tradition is vast. There's so many variations.
As I travelled, I saw lots of stickers saying "Save the Planet, Go Veggie" from the Supreme Master Movement, whose followers run Chinese veggie restaurants around the world. And I relaxed in a cafe run by a Buddhist charity called Zhu Qi. Chinese food is also very varied. Many merchants married locals, forming new communities like the Peranakans and the Baba Nonyas, and creating new cuisines, like the brothy fish soup I tasted veganized by Chong's Luk Ye Yen restaurant. I started my journey sharing spicy, sour, herby Peranakan cuisine with my family in Singapore. Here is the restaurant manager Jack on Peranakan cooking.
Slow cooking and the taste are many herbs. Asam is something sour food. They make the thing, the unique part of it is spicy and sour.
My tasting begins with the Assam mock fish.
Oh, it's not quite as spicy as I was scared into thinking it was going to be. But it is rather eerie that it actually does look like fish. The nonya curry is very potatoey, very mock meaty. And it's a curry, but it tastes a lot of lemongrass.
I think we must have taken the mock meat out, to be honest.
Yes, and everybody else ate the mock meat.
Thanks for sharing my journey. For more information, go to verdantreports.org. That's VERDANT reports.org.